Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Friends. This is Pete Evans and this is Spinny Jazz, and starting off today with some great 50s hard bop. That's the Ray Draper Quintet on New Jazz Records, and that was Sonny Rollins' tune Paul's Pal, featuring Draper on the tuba, John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Gil Coggins on piano, Spanky DeBrest on bass, and Larry Ritchie playing the drums. We're going to stay with the 50s grooves, and we're staying with the Prestige label. This time it's a UK Esquire pressing of an album by the Art Farmer Quintet, recorded in 1955. This title of this album in the UK anyway was Music for That Wild Party. I think in America it was simply called the Art Farmer Quintet. Anyway, this is a tune called Sans Souci, and it features Farmer's trumpet joined by longtime associate Gigi Grice on alto saxophone, Duke Jordan on piano, Addison Farmer, Art's brother, playing the bass, and Philly Joe Jones is at the drum. Stick around, got great music between now and 11.
Thank you.
swinging vinyl grooves every Sunday morning between 9 and 11 here on Spinning Jazz with me, Pete Evans. And that was from 1960 on Epic Records, a mono pressing I recently picked up of the Dave Bailey Sextet. The album is Getting Into Something. Dave Bailey on drums, Clark Terry on trumpet, he wrote that tune, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Horace Parlan on piano, Pet Morrison on the bass, and that particular tune was Slop Jar. And next up, a recently acquired album once again, this time from the UK, it's on Mercury Records from 1966. This is the fabulous Harry South Big Band.
Thank you.
That is Ahmad Jamal on piano and Fender Rhodes, Jamil Nasser on bass and Frank Gant at the drums, an album that came out in 2022 on the Transversal label in France, recorded in Paris in 71. That was one of the great tunes of Ahmad Jamal. Bogota, given a real extended workout by the trio there. Next up on Spinny Jazz, a completely different style of piano playing, but equally great, British pianist Ronnie Ball, who emigrated to the States in the 50s, recorded an album on the Savoy label in the mid-50s called All About Ronnie. He was very much in the Lenny Tristano school of jazz, and this album features a great band. Willie Dennis on trombone, Ted Brown on tenor sax, Wendell Marshall on bass and Kenny Clark at the drums, Ronnie Ball on piano, of course, and this is one of Ted Brown's tunes, Featherbed, and this is Spinning Jazz.
Thank you.
That is the sound of Hadley Kellerman from 1971 on the Mainstream record label. That's a tune called Cigar Eddie, featuring Kellerman on tenor saxophone, Larry Vukovic on piano, John White Jr. on guitar, Clarence Beckton on drums, and Bill Douglas was playing bass. Going to head up to 10 o'clock with an album by the Jazz Five. It was originally came out on the Tony Hall Tempo label in the UK. It was recorded in London in 1960. This is a Riverside pressing that I picked up in the last week or so. And in America, the album was called The Hooter, and that's the title track that I'm going to play for you. It was written by Vic Ash, and Vic is playing tenor saxophone. Harry Klein's on baritone. Brian D is on piano. Malcolm Cecil is on bass. And on this particular track, the drummer is Tony Mann.
We'll be right back.